Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to kick off this week by talking about a Pennsylvania Supreme Court case. This deals with warrantless searches on private land. Can you tell us what is going on here and what the results are, what the implications are?
Well, this really is a landmark case. It's it was a unanimous 7-0 decision by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that they ruled that warrantless searches of private property violate the state constitution. And the ruling overturned the longstanding open fields doctrine, which was a U.S. Supreme Court precedent from 1924, which allowed law enforcement to enter private land under certain circumstances. This particular case centered on a suit by the Punxsutawney Hunting Club and the Pitch Pine Hunting Club, which both clubs have marked their property as private property, and Pennsylvania Game Commission officers had entered the property on several occasions without having a warrant. In this particular case, the court held that Article 1, Section 8 of the Pennsylvania Constitution, which states the people shall be secure in their persons, homes, papers, and possessions from unreasonable searches and seizures, provides protection in these circumstances, and that government officials, including Game Commission officers, must obtain a warrant based on probable cause or meet a recognized exception before entering such private property. So this is a huge win for private property rights. As I said, it was a unanimous decision of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I often disagree with that court, but I think they absolutely got this case right. A huge decision in support of private property rights.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a senior expo that you got to participate in recently. I understand you have several of your own coming up. What's going on for seniors in your district?
Well, this week I had the opportunity to stop by the Countersport Senior Expo and Countywide Senior Center get-together in Countersport at the Countersport Arboretum. It was a beautiful day, and there was a huge attendance at this event, all focused on providing services and providing information for senior citizens and their families. So I want to thank the Countersport Arboretum, the Potter County Human Services, for hosting this great event. In addition, I'm hosting a series of three senior expos coming up, the first being in Bradford at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford on Friday, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then after that, we'll be hosting a second senior expo at the Kane Community Center on Friday, September 11th. And rounding out our senior expos on October 9th at the Rowlett Fire Hall. So three upcoming opportunities to come out and learn more about programs and services available for seniors. If anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out to one of my district offices.
Human trafficking has been a topic of discussion in Harrisburg now for a couple of years. We've been trying to deal with this. I understand some legislation has recently moved to deal with human trafficking. What is new on this front?
Well, statistics show that hotels, motels, and short-term lodging rentals are some of the most common venues where human trafficking and specifically sex trafficking take place. A new state law aims to stop that. I recently voted in support of Act 31 of 2026, which requires training to ensure employees of these establishments are prepared to identify and respond to suspected human trafficking as it occurs. The law takes effect in 1 year. In addition, another new law, Act 41 of 2026, aims to help the Pennsylvania Attorney General and law enforcement more effectively target and prosecute human trafficking by moving most of the state's prostitution offenses to the human trafficking section of the state's crimes code and enhancing penalties. And this law will take effect in 60 days. So the effort continues, the work continues to combat human trafficking here in our state.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.